Now, over the years, I've watched Ellie grab on to certain subjects and certain stories. And, you know, sometimes they're a little random and you're like, wow, that really has your interest peaked the way that it does. But whatever, that's fine. So be it.
Oh, especially wait till you hear the podcast that's coming up. Not the one that we just had released yesterday, but I'm going to talk about another one that's piqued my interest. It'll be released next Tuesday.
Well, I'll give you a good example. This one is dealing with the cicadas. Anytime there's a cicada story, for whatever reason, you just gravitate towards it and you want to tell everybody the world
I'll
about
tell you
the
why.
Cicadas.
I'll tell you why. Because when I first started in radio, I remember I was working in Cleveland at a radio station with my best friend, actually, and there were cicadas everywhere. And it was something that we covered a lot of. So I think it was like an interest at a very young age.
Okay, I understand that.
Yeah, and it was just so funny because they were all over the walls and all over the ground. And it kind of reminded me of something in biblical times.
Oh, sure. That would work, too. Mm-hmm. I was thinking also just because you were from Ohio and that's where the woolly bears came from. And then nobody knows what that is except for people around Ohio. But yet you're fascinated with them.
Yeah, like I'm a bug freak.
Right. Like everybody in Ohio is all into insects. Well, all right. Now it's my turn for the cicadas.
No, okay, go ahead.
There's a strange fungus turning cicadas into salt shakers of death.
Would you say there's a fungus among us?
Yes, I would. If you had flying salt shakers of death on your 2024 bingo card, you, my friends, are the winner. Scientists say that some of the cicada hordes that are about to emerge across America won't succeed in reproducing well. They won't reproduce cicadas anyway. Some of the cicadas are infected with a zombie fungus. I'm not even going to try to pronounce it. And it controls the insects and builds up until their rear end of each infected cicada falls off and exposes a white fungal plug. This is so disgusting. Place of its genitals. Oh, my God.
I've got a genitals thing in a second. Does this mean that there is going to be an extinction of cicadas?
It does not say that. I think there's just a fungus among some of them.
Think about it like the plague. Like, what if this is the end of the cicadas? How cool is it that we got to see it in our lifetime?
Yeah, I mean, what would it do to the planet if the cicadas stopped? Is there one specific species that survives only on cicadas? That means you're only eating once every 7 years.
I doubt it. Is it 7 or 17?
Yeah, whatever.
I thought it was 17, because, yeah, you know, I'm big into bugs.
For all you tell me it could be 38 years and I'd believe it. Who cares?
It's 17.
That means they spread the fungus when they try to mate, but the... Who hasn't been to that doctor's appointment?
Right? How many people are you sleeping with?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I don't think they say it like that. How many partners have you had?
They're calling it flying salt shakers of death. The only good news is this barrage of mental images no one wanted with the fungus. It's harmless to us. Will not affect us at all.
This is something else. And this is nothing factual whatsoever. But when we first moved into our house, we moved into our house one of the very last days of August, and we had a lot of people helping us move or helping with renovations, things like that. Well, one of Zach's friends said, the trees outside, I got to say this so gently, the trees outside of your house smell like man juice. And at the time, I didn't think anything about it. Like, he said it in passing, and I was like so focused on moving and renovating, and I was like, yeah, okay, whatever, Kurt. And then all of a sudden, the tree started to blossom, and Zach said, do you smell it? I walk outside. It stinks, Scott. So bad.
So I don't believe you, and I don't believe anyone else does, but you know what I'm going to say?
What?
Come and see for yourself.